Laboratory Protection presents Rudy Valley.
Your time is my time.
There's no time like our time, and no one like you.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Rudy Valley welcoming you to another SEAL test program. Tonight, we tread the quaint and crooked streets of
little old New York. When the moon was in the sky, to the kissing bridge boys with their girls would stray, where the old canal ran across the way, for romance was in the air. They were happy, ne'er a care, and each boy loved his miss as he stole a kiss back in little old New York.
They'd sing and play in the good old-fashioned way. Back in little old New York, their hearts were free. They would dance so merrily each day. Back in old New York,
for romance was in the air. They were happy, ne'er a care, and each boy loved his miss as he stole a kiss back in little old New York.
Yes, little old New York, the New York of 1807. Gas lights flickering, hoop skirts swirling, and horses' hoofs striking sparks on Manhattan's cobblestones of 133 years ago. Our hero, Robert Fulton, inventor, who dreams of transforming New York's sail-dotted harbor into a mecca for ships without sails. Accompanying us on this visit to old Manhattan, our lovely Mitzi Green, the ex-child star who is now an old lady of 18. And that fascinating intellect which is known to its friends as Colonel Lemuel Stupnagel.
Ah, rootings, Greedy. But it's Colonel Lemuel Q. Stupnagel.
Pardon me, Colonel. Colonel Lemuel Q. Stupnagel.
Yes, you see, being a member of an old theatrical family, I never like to break in until I've been given my cue.
Colonel, I do the bum jokes in this program. You stick to inventions. You're still an inventor, aren't you?
Yes, but only in a large way. You are the master, Rudy.
I am.
Imagine being the inventor of a process that can pull copper out into threads that reach for miles and miles.
But I've invented no such process.
Really?
No.
I was told that you could stretch a penny farther than any man who ever lived.
I was. Colonel, would you mind if we started this discussion all over again?
Not at all. I was told that you could stretch a penny...
From the beginning, Colonel. You're an inventor, too, aren't you?
Only in a large way. I presume you're referring to my latest invention, a very useful article, a compass without a needle, for when you're out in the woods and you know where you are. And then there's my transparent loaf of bread. That's for people who don't know which side theirs is buttered on. See, which side their bread is buttered on. Say, that's pretty good. When did you think of that, Rudy?
All the same time I invented my yun tax.
Yun tax? That sounds good. What is that?
An onion with an income tax blank in the center of it. So when you peel it and weep, it shouldn't be a total loss.
See, that sounds swell. I don't get it.
May I get in on this gathering of great minds?
Certainly, Mitzi. Colonel, you know Mitzi Green, don't you?
Oh, yes. She's been an admirer of mine for years.
Thanks, Colonel.
Say, Mitzi, that's quite a hat you have on.
Well, thank you, Rudy. It's just a little creation that Lily Dashay whipped up for me.
Let's see. Apples, pears, cucumbers, avocados... Say, what's the idea of the knife and fork?
Oh, that's so I can have my hat and eat it, too.
Why don't they make hats like that for men? Right now, I could enjoy a good Hamburg. See what I mean? See what I mean about the bum jokes, Colonel?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I see what you mean.
What's the matter, Colonel?
Well, I just got my tooth stuck in my latest invention. It's wooden chewing gum for people who work like beavers.
Colonel, I'll bet you'll make enough money out of that to buy yourself a straitjacket.
Don't be too hasty, Mitzi. Our great inventors have always sounded a little wacky, but from these crazy thoughts came the inventions that revolutionized the world in which we live. For example, Robert Fulton's first steamboat, the Clermont, was regarded by America of 1807 as an impractical joke. They called it Fulton's Folly.
New York, New York. 1807, Robert Fulton, unknown young inventor, announces to the world his intention to replace sailing vessels of all descriptions with a new device, the steamboat. Repercussions in the nation's press are immediate. Says the Ashland Daily Press,
Flash, what inventor of what steamboat is that way about a padded cell?
Says the Boston Star Telegraph. Hello, everyone. I doubt its feasibility. Well, cheerio, I've got to buzz off. Says the Montgomery, Alabama Press.
Could be.
But nothing daunted, Robert Fulton continues with his experiment, aided by his trusted assistant, Ambrose.
Fulton, hey?
Why don't you keep working? You're just like everyone else in New York. Everybody scoffs at me, calls me a fool and a dreamer.
Wait, boss. Not everybody, hey? Some guys may think you're a loafer and a faker. Some guys may think you're a dreamer, boss, but not me.
No?
No. I think you're plain nuts.
All right, you can say what you please, but I'm going on with my steamboat.
Oh, why don't you forget it, Captain Fulton? Do something else, hey? Anything else.
But what else could I do, hey? This invention is my whole life. I'm not equipped to do anything else. I never learned to do anything else.
For that, you went 4 years to Yale?
Well, come to think of it, I did learn to play the saxophone there.
Yeah, I've heard you. Maybe you better stick to the steamboat, hey?
Robert, may I come on board?
Mitzi, of course. Let me help you on.
Fulton's Folly, Fulton's Folly.
Listen to them, listen to them. Every day they jeer at me like this.
Where'd you get the submarine?
Submarine? Don't be absurd. My boat won't go under the water.
That's what you think.
Listen to them, Mitzi.
Robert, forget them and forget about your boat. Do you realize I haven't seen you in weeks?
But I'm an inventor, darling. The Clermont takes up all my time.
There have been a lot of other inventors and famous people who had to work hard, but they always found time for romance.
All right, give me a for instance.
Well, for instance... Now, the brothers Wright never worked at night.
Still, they made that flying machine. And Napoleon, always on the run, still had time for Josephine. If history books tell us, other famous fellas found time to bill and coo. Oh, me, oh, my, tell me why can't you? Old Mark Antony passed up destiny when Miss Cleo gave him the eye. Even Paul Revere, with the British near, stopped to kiss his gal goodbye. If the Tsar of Russian princes forsakes his tea and blintzes in order to pitch some wound, oh me, oh my, tell me why can't you? Men of science, mental giants, poets, sages, and such, what an egg they would have laid, never would have made the grade without that feminine touch. Thomas Edison had a lot of fun, but he still came through with a light. And then Franklin, who knew a thing or two, had a date each Saturday night. If the Rover Boys of fiction developed a predilection to make with the rendezvous, oh me, oh my, tell me why can't you? George Arliss, close to 80, meets a cute young lady and says, oh, there you are, my dear. Coochie, coochie, coo. Tell me why can't you?
Darling, you're right. Perhaps I have neglected you. But you don't realize how important the invention of the steamboat is. Why, when my boat is perfected, commerce will go from New York all the way to the Mississippi River.
Fantastic, isn't it?
It will be done by connecting the Hudson River and the Great Lakes with a canal.
Eerie, isn't it?
Oh, well, maybe it's all just an idle dream, but I need money, and I need it badly before I can do any of these things.
Well, darling, if you need money, my father is the richest banker in New York.
Me? Take money from your father?
Well...
Take money from your father?
No, I guess you wouldn't do that.
Don't jump to conclusions.
Then you will ask him?
Yes, it hurts my pride, but I'll do it. I'll go to see your father. I'll do anything to make you happy. Now, where is that smile? Come on, smile. I can't be happy unless you smile, too.
I'll never smile again until I smile at you. I'll never laugh again. What good would it do? For tears would fill my eyes, my heart would realize that our romance is through. I'll never love again. I'm so in love with you. I'll never thrill again somebody new. Within my heart, I know I will never start to smile again until I smile at you. So won't you smile?
Now, while Fulton seeks financial backing for his invention, let me tell you what the inventive genius of Seal Test Companies has created for your enjoyment. It's Red Raspberry Royale, the Seal Test supervised ice cream of the month of August. An ice cream so novel, so different, so delicious that it's sweeping the country. Can you think of a grander combination than juicy red ripe raspberries and smooth, creamy vanilla ice cream? Well, that's exactly what you get in Red Raspberry Royale. It isn't raspberry ice cream, but real red raspberries folded into vanilla ice cream. What a thrill you have coming with your first spoonful. And why put off that thrill? In a few minutes, you can be enjoying a heaping dishful of this cooling, refreshing treat. Just send out to your dealer in your neighborhood who sells Seal Test supervised ice cream. Be sure to ask for Red Raspberry Royale. Then you'll be getting the original and genuine. Then you'll be getting ice cream whose quality and purity are backed by the skill and knowledge of scores of Seal Test laboratories. Ice cream that is made under the supervision of Seal Test men in white. Look for the red and white Seal Test symbol when you buy milk and other dairy products, too. We'll tell you shortly where to buy them in your community. But now back to little old New York with Rudy Valley as Robert Fulton, Mitzi Green as his sweetheart, and Colonel Stoopnagel as her wealthy father. We find the Colonel in his office at the bank.
Well, well, good morning, Miss Wapsaddle.
Good morning, Colonel Stoopnagel.
What a beautiful day, Miss Wapsaddle. I feel great. Good night's sleep, jump out of bed, cold shower, brisk walk. Makes you feel like getting right to work. Well, see you later.
Where are you going?
Out to lunch.
But, Colonel, Mr. Jones wanted you to get in touch with him.
Oh, Mr. Jones, yes, I'll do that right away. Let's see, what's his number? Oh, yes.
But, Colonel Stoopnagel.
Please, Miss Wapsaddle, I'm on the phone. Hello, Ed. Oh, how are you, Ed? Good. Oh, I'm fine. Say, Ed.
But, Colonel.
Just a minute, Ed. Miss Wapsaddle, will you please not disturb me when I'm on the telephone?
But that's just it, Colonel. You can't be on the telephone.
Why not?
It hasn't been invented yet.
Oh. Hello, Ed. Say, we better hang up. We're making fools of ourselves. Well, what else is there for me to do, Miss Wapsaddle?
Well, here's the bank's profit and loss statement, Colonel. It isn't a very good statement.
Yes, business has been bad. Here, take a whappo, Miss Mamsaddle. I mean, take a memo, Miss Wapsaddle. To the executive heads, vice presidents, and the assistants to the vice presidents of all departments in this bank, dear Colonel, in order to bring in more customers from now on, every Tuesday, this bank will hold movie night. Sign that Lemuel Q. Stoop of the First Nagel Bank.
Yes.
Come in.
How do you do, Colonel Stoop Nagel? I'm Robert Fulton.
Well, sit right down, Mr. Fulton. Have a cigar?
Thanks. Don't mind if I do. Say, this box is locked.
Yes, a little trick I learned up in a lodge in Maine. Well, Fulton, what can I do for you?
I'm an inventor.
What a coincidence. I'm an inventor, too. That is, I'm an inventor of sorts. And in my day, I've invented some mighty cute little swords. Are you interested in swords?
Sort of. But I don't quite know what sorts are.
Well, sorts are stuff that when you don't feel so good, you're out of.
Look, Colonel, all I want from you is...
Hey, look, take a look at this, son.
What is it?
A portable eclipse. A little device that changes day into night.
A portable eclipse?
Hmm.
What's it for?
Well, it's for keeping night baseball games from being called on account of daylight. It's also convenient for people who are honest as the day is long, only not quite as.
Portable eclipse. Imagine that.
Yeah. Well, that's enough of me. Let's talk about Colonel Stupnagel.
Please, Colonel. I came here for financial aid. You see, I've been working on a boat.
Yes, is that so? Is that so?
Yes.
Well, I've just invented a new boat myself. A rowboat that you never have to bail out because it's got no bottom.
No bottom? Don't you fall through into the ocean?
So that's how this mackerel got in my pocket.
But, Colonel, my boat is practical. All I need is backing.
No, I don't think I'd be interested.
But it's a new type of boat. Steamboat, it requires absolutely no sail.
No sail?
No sail. Now, what do you say?
No sail.
But, Colonel, my boat will revolutionize maritime history.
Maritime?
Yes. Maritime is my time.
Listen, you don't have to make explanations to a man with my scientific background. After all, who invented the sewing machine?
How?
Who invented the steam engine?
What?
How what? Oh, no, you don't. You're not going to get me into one of those vaudeville routines.
Howard Shelton.
Yeah. However, young man, you have an honest face, and I'll make you a proposition. I'll buy your boat outright. Then I'll rename it. I'll call it the Queen Ewell Q. Marynagel.
No, Colonel. I'll sell you an interest because I need the capital, but the Clermont remains my property.
Well, then here's a counteroffer. I'll take a mortgage on your boat, and in return, I'll lend you the money at my usual rate of interest, 84%.
Isn't that usury?
Usury.
Well, I have no alternative. I accept your proposition.
Good. Now, don't forget, if the money isn't paid on the date it's due, the boat is mine. Here, sign this.
An iron-bound contract. You'll get your money after my test run is a success. I'll have 1,000 offers for my boat. Well, Colonel, adieu.
Adieu, or as they say in French, au revoir, hey.
Mitzi.
Robert, what happened?
It's okay, your father lent me the money, and now we can go ahead with the boat.
Dear, generous Daddy. Imagine him lending you all that money without any collateral. Why, Robert, where's your right arm?
Your daddy has it in his safe. But it's all right, dear. It'll only be for a little while.
Oh, your boat will be a success, Robert. I know it will.
With your faith in me, how can I fail? Well, let's forget about boats and things. Look out that window, dear. There's my Clermont riding at anchor on the beautiful Hudson.
Oh, what a lovely picture it makes there in the moonlight.
There's a half moon on the Hudson, and a half a moon is plenty of moon for the two of us.
Stars above are getting a wonderful view of us.
What do we care?
Do we care
if they're wise to our affair?
Now, but I see a dream coming true.
There's a half moon on the Hudson. And please don't laugh, but I'm more than half in love with you.
Well, so you two know each other, eh?
Yes, Colonel.
I just heard you singing to my daughter, Mitzi. And when I heard the feeling you put into your voice, somehow I knew.
Knew what?
Either you're in love or you're hungry.
Well, goodbye, Colonel. I must put the Clermont in shape if it's going to make the trial run on Sunday.
And I'm going with you, Robert. Goodbye, Daddy. Goodbye.
Little does that wretch reck that I'll be a wreck in his plans. I reckon... Fulton, look out for the Shadow Nagel.
Now let's take a moment to tell you where to buy that sensational new ice cream of the month. Here we go to all those communities where seal test supervised ice cream and milk are sold. Ready?
In New York City and suburbs, the seal test supervised milk is Sheffield Farms. The ice cream is Hydrox. In Staten Island, the ice cream is Castles. In northern New Jersey, it's Castles and Moglia. Sensational is the word to describe Red Raspberry Royale. We've never seen an ice cream make such an instant hit. But it's no wonder. Never was there such a flavor combination as this delicious vanilla ice cream with real red raspberries crushed and folded right into the ice cream. Try this perfect blend of berries and ice cream tonight. Ask your Hydrox, Castles, or Moglia dealer for Red Raspberry Royale, the seal test supervised ice cream of the month. Sheffield Farms Company suggests you try seal test homogenized milk, containing 400 added units of vitamin D. It's seal test supervised. But now back to Robert Fulton, who is preparing for a trial run in his steamboat to Claremont.
There she stands, Ambrose, my invention, the steamboat, floating majestically in the Hudson River.
Yeah, hey, she looks swell with that new coat of paint I give her.
That reminds me, hey, did you paint the bottom of the boat?
Yeah, and I darn near drowned.
Ambrose, I want you to know that I appreciate your help. I realize how many times you've gone without food and sleep to work on the Claremont.
Yeah. I got up in the middle of the night, hey, and come down and put in a new set of steam pipes.
That's wonderful of you. You believe in my steamboat, don't you? You have faith and vision.
That's what I got. Faith and vision. There's just one thing, Mr. Fulton.
What?
It ain't gonna run.
Come on, let's give the Claremont a final checkover. I guess everything is... Ambrose, where's the paddle wheel?
My mama put it back in a washing machine.
What?
Well, she said it was either her paddle wheel or her bustle.
You mean to say that we used her bustle in the boat?
Sure, hey. What do you think gives it that bulge in the bilge?
Ahoy!
Look, Mr. Fulton. Here comes Colonel Stoopnagel and his daughter.
Ahoy, ladies. The vast various ones.
Hello, Colonel.
Man the sail. Clear the deck. Trim the jib.
Hello, Colonel.
Hoist the mainsail. Place the boat.
Hey, Colonel.
Up anchor and cast off. Heave
Colonel.
To. Steady as she goes. What's your course, north or east? Bear heartily. The brother's
father, father, stop it.
South Norwalk. Ship ahoy.
I can't help it. I get this way whenever I smell the ocean.
Ship ahoy.
Father, Mr. Fulton hasn't time to listen to your nonsense. He has a steamboat to launch.
Yes, and I have a real bottle of champagne for you to christen it with, Mitzi.
You're going to break a bottle of champagne on this boat?
Right.
Father, put away that sponge.
Now, here you are. Just swing the bottle against the bow and say, I christen thee the Claremont.
All right, here goes.
Oh, it's all right. We can build a new boat.
I'm sorry. Shall I try again?
No, as we mariners would say, that's locking the barnacle after the seahorse is stolen.
Oh, I hope it isn't damaged much. It's such a beautiful...
What's the matter?
Robert, there's a young couple sitting in one of the lifeboats, spooning.
Oh, I find them all over the boat. They're leftovers.
Leftovers?
Yes. This used to be the Albany Night Boat.
Ah, what memories that brings back. I had a date on the Albany Night Boat, a little girl named Mabel. But she went to powder her nose, and I never saw her again. That was 2 years ago.
Yoo-hoo, Colonel! I'm ready now.
Mabel!
Excuse me, Mr. Fulton. Your boat's all ready to go.
His boat? You mean my boat.
What do you mean?
You remember Section 1, Clause A of our agreement?
Yes.
Oh. Remember Clause B?
Yes.
How about Clause X?
No, I don't remember that.
Well, Clause X says that unless the steamboat runs by 3 o'clock today, it automatically becomes mine.
But I read the agreement. It didn't say anything like that.
Did you hold it over a candle?
No.
Well, then how do you expect to read that clause in invisible ink?
Father, you can't do this to Robert Fulton. I have taken his heart in his hand, and I'm about to take his name.
Atta girl, when I take a steamboat, he won't have anything left.
That is pretty low to stoop.
Stoop.
And a mighty low to finagle. Niggle.
I can't believe that my father would do a thing like this.
Well, I'm not your father. Your real father put you up as security for a little agreement we had.
What happened?
He didn't hold the agreement over a candle.
I'm not licked yet. It's still 1 minute until three. Time enough to prove that my steamboat will run. Cast off, Ambrose.
Full speed ahead.
Aye, aye, sir, hey. What kind of paddle wheel is traitor, but the boat ain't moving?
I can't understand it.
I got it, boss. No wonder the boat won't run. It's daytime, and this is the Albany night boat.
You're licked, Fulton. Your contract is up in 1 minute. The sun is shining, and this boat won't run until dark.
Wait a minute. I have it. Father's portable eclipse.
Yes, that's it. The cone of the eclipse. Turn it on.
Look, it's getting dark.
Curses. Eclipse by my own eclipse.
Robert, we're moving. I'm so happy.
Isn't it wonderful? I knew the old Claremont could do it. The days of the old sailing vessel are over. From now on, it's full steam ahead, America. You said for Fulton's Folly to run a boat by steam. You all looked melancholy and said it was a dream. But Americans are diehards, we're tryhards, it would seem. And we'll all see Fulton's Folly become our nation's theme. This invention will set the world in motion. We'll have steamboats on every mighty ocean.
And to tell our country's story, they'll bear a lot of glory. So full steam ahead, America.
There'll be steamboats of steel and armor plating for the Navy that Uncle Sam's creating.
For it's only common sense, they're the first line of defense. So full steam ahead, America. Here come the steamboats, here come the steamboats. Chug, 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 chugging along.
From the mighty Hudson to the China Sea, the Pacific Ocean to the Zuyder Zee, from the Baltic to the Red Sea and the Arctic or the Dead Sea, you'll find Robert Fulton's Folly steaming merrily.
Full steam ahead, my lad, tell the world for me. We'll never change our course, Americans are free, free, free.
They all said that liberty would die out. They would not give democracy a tryout.
But we found it isn't folly. It's America, by golly. So full steam ahead, America.
The story of Robert Fulton this evening was not quite historically accurate, but his steamboat, the Clermont, and the benefits it brought the world are no figments of the imagination. Today, every line of the sails of the sea, though a far cry from the Clermont of yesteryear, is a tribute to the genius and perseverance of Robert Fulton. Oh, Colonel.
Yes, Rudy.
Colonel, it's certainly nice to have you work free and charge in the program tonight.
Yes, it was.
Free? But I read the contract. It doesn't say free.
Wait till you hold it over a candle. Next Thursday, we bring our version of the Hatfields and the McCoys, those feuding mountain folks of West Virginia. Walter O'Keefe will be around to take a hand in the shooting, and lovely Dinah Shore will help out with the singing and romancing. The Valley Company moves on to Atlantic City, the 500 Club, for the weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Till Thursday, then, this is Rudy Valley saying au revoir and reminding you to look for the red and white seal test symbol.
Subsidiaries of National Dairy Products Corporation. This is the National Broadcasting Company.